This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the role of forgiveness in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We're talking about a Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, which we're talking about, of course, is this idea that, you know, what role does forgiveness play in our Islamic lifestyle? You know, as being a human being and as a part of human life, sometimes we end up committing, God forbid, sins. And these sins that we commit are in reality a disobedience to the Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our own improvement, for our own embetterment, for our own progress, has laid down certain laws. And these laws, whether they are laws or commandments that we must do, or there are laws or commandments that we must not do, both of these set of commandments, their purpose is for our own salvation, for our own prosperity. And this is the way that we should look at the Islamic laws and the Islamic commandments and all of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to look at them in this lens, realizing that these commandments are for our own betterment and they are for our own development and progress and perfection. And that's what they're there for. They're not there to put a burden on us. They're there to help free us and to help us attain and accomplish salvation both in this world and the next. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the role of forgiveness in our Islamic lifestyle. As a precursor and as a prerequisite, we needed to understand that the laws and the commandments that are set forth by Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, are laws that are for our own salvation and for our own prosperity and our own development and progress. If we abide by these laws or we don't abide by these laws, it makes no difference to the exalted essence and being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't done Allah a favor by doing or not doing what He has commanded us to do or what He has commanded us to not do. It is for our own selves and our own improvement. And this is also, you know, what the Holy Quran tells us. Now, what happens is that unfortunately, for whatever reason, and there's many reasons, we end up committing, you know, sins. We end up disobeying those very commandments which were made for our salvation and prosperity. So if the commandment to do something or to not do something is for our own salvation and our own prosperity, both in this world and the next, when we don't abide by those commandments and when we don't follow and obey those commandments, then, you know, in reality, it's just the reverse of the equation. And what we're doing is, you know, creating perdition and punishment for ourselves. We are creating a situation where we are destroying ourselves. In reality, that is what sins are. But after we commit sins, this is where the role of forgiveness comes into play. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most quick to forgive, the most oft returning, you know, the one that is closer to us than our jugular vein, the one who hears our thoughts, who hears what is in the depths of our hearts and minds and souls. This Almighty and Exalted Allah has told us that if we ask for forgiveness after committing sins, and we try our best to not commit those sins again, and we sincerely, with purity, ask for forgiveness, He will forgive us our sins. You know, sometimes people say that, well, there are these writers on our shoulders that are writing the good things and the bad things that we are doing. Well, here we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His might and power, and if our intention is pure and we are sincere in asking for forgiveness, that the Almighty Allah will forgive us. And not only will He forgive us, but He will also erase all of those things which are going to be a shame for us on the Day of Judgment that have been written down by these angels. Inshallah, may Allah include us amongst this kind of mercy.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.